welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Sometimes, say, after doing some grueling yard work or a bike ride, or maybe you're just sitting by the lake, you want a beer that's refreshing, not heavy, and that probably doesn't require a lot of thought. Lawnmower beers this week on Beer Untapped.
With the weather changing, though, I suppose that means it's about time to get the lawnmower, the weed whacker, and everything else out. And something I realize we haven't talked about, Perry, is sometimes on the message boards or on Untapped or any of the other, you'll see a lawnmower beer. And I think even some breweries have embraced it and put the lawnmower imagery into the logo. And it's fun, the evolution of this. Lawnmower beers often was described almost in a derogatory way. Almost, nearly a derogatory way, meaning that this is the type of beer that is so senseless and tasteless that I would be hot and sweaty after mowing the lawn, and it's wet. And that its redeeming quality is that it was wet and cold, and therefore it's a lawnmower beer.
A step above water.
Right, a step above water. Yeah. It was something. Maybe even colder than water, and that's why I drank it.
That's Seth Cook from Wooden Lakes Brewing of Brookings. He believes the term lawnmower beer is no longer derogatory.
When describing lawnmower beers, they're usually not heavy in alcohol content. Sometimes they fit in a session category, meaning to quench your thirst, you may need one or two. So, an 8%, 9% IPA does not necessarily fit that category. There is some association when you say with lawnmower beers with traditional American adjunct lagers, but I think that category has been more widened now.
Cream ales, wheat beers, blonde ales, maybe even some ambers could also probably fit the bill.
When I say lawnmower beer, it's not derogatory. It means I enjoy it. It is enjoyed well cold. It doesn't have to be ice cold, but is enjoyed usually well cold. Has clean notes to it, isn't really dark or malty, has clean notes to it. And in many cases, I think lawnmower beer still could have some hop characteristics and or some citrus or some, as you said, wheat. But it makes it enjoyable to sit around a fire or sit around after you mow your lawn or watch the sunset or sit around and fish. So maybe the word lawnmower beer should be more synonymous with at the beach or on the fishing boat or sitting around a fire, summer, spring. So I think now we've talked about it, maybe I should make a lawnmower beer. Maybe just call it that. Just call it the straight up mowing the lawn, the Sunday lawn or something.
All right, Seth, what's your favorite lawnmower beer?
I actually really, this is not meant to be shameless, but I actually really enjoy our Wild Hair. It's probably one of my, it's why we make it. It's a sessionable. It's a cream ale, and it has flavor. It has some character to it, but it's not so overwhelming that I couldn't drink two or three sitting on the deck.
More when Beer Untapped continues in a moment.
This grass is taller than me. I'm gonna make potpourri out of what's left when I'm through. Doing what I gotta do. Mowing the lawn, mowing the lawn. Lawnmower.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk lawnmower beers with Seth Cook of Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings. To me, a proper lawnmower beer should be somewhere in that clear, fizzy yellow category.
Pilsner color, pretty transparent, looks good in a glass, and when I hope we're making people thirsty now. When I think of a lawnmower beer, I think of the crystal clear glass that's probably sweating on the outside because of the humidity. You can see through it, and it is just fantastic. You drink through it, you enjoy it, and you have another one.
My personal favorite lawnmower beer is Shell's Pils. Super crisp, refreshing. And Seth came up with another one besides his own Wild Hair.
If you can get your hands on a Brow Brothers Old 56, try that. And try them when they're ice cold. And that is an all day.
That would be a good choice.
Hot on the lake. They do a really good job with that beer. And honestly, a lot of the breweries on the I-29 corridor here have some variant of a cream ale as well. Yep. And the neat thing about the cream ale is there's a lot of, like every beer style, there's a lot of room for interpretation in every one. And the Watertown cream ale is different than the Wood Grain cream ale, which is different than the Crow Peaks cream ale, that's different than our cream ale.
And they're all good.
They're all pretty good. We should do a cream ale festival sometime. Yeah. We should do a lawnmower beer festival and have lawnmower races, have a beanbag tournament, and then just drink cream ales.
And or pilsners or lagers, whatever you want, whatever you consider your lawnmower beer.
There you go.
If you're hot, sweaty, grubby from mowing the lawn, and you take a big old swig of that beer and it's instantly refreshing. That's a good lawnmower beer in my book. Also today, the fourth anniversary of Wooden Legs Brewing is this week. They're celebrating all next week during American Craft Beer Week, but they get things started this Saturday, the 13th.
The 13th of this month serves as our four-year milestone, and we've had an enjoyable ride up to this far and still are liking it. Every year we try to do something new. This year, because we have so much beer that we finally made on the 13th, we're going to do half-price beer all day. Come in, drink a beer or two. It's half price. It's all day. This is our customer appreciation. The reason we exist is because our customers have been so awesome. I've probably got other breweries that are just screaming out, saying, what are you doing? And you know what? I don't care. It's fun. We're going to have a fun day. It is our celebration. We love to be part of this community. This community has done so well for us. Let us share just the benefits. Let us share with everybody how important it has been for us to be part of the Brookings community right here on 5th Street.
The big anniversary event, the beer dinner on Thursday the 18th.
That's with Old Market. That is a true beer tasting experience. We're going to pair it up with some food, some of our really good beers. It's going to be a progressive dinner. We'll start here. We'll end up at the Old Market. We'll end up coming back here for Pogonophilia, which is the our Imperial Stout. That's going to be a really fun experience. Good date night out for anybody that has never been to one of those. Those are a lot of fun. I might even get that night off to come join it. We'll see. We'll see if I can sneak away and jump on the tour instead of hosting it. But I think that everybody that has ever come to our beer dinners has enjoyed them, and I find this one won't be an exception to that.
For details on the beer dinner and other anniversary events, check out the Wooden Legs Facebook page. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.